Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In the previous lesson, we talked about aftercare after surgical gum treatment. But there is more to aftercare. In this lesson, we'll continue with handling recovery. So, let's start. In the last lesson, we talked about the first three points of aftercare, which were expectations after surgery, using medication, and oral care. Now we will continue with points 4 to 7. Following these post-operative instructions can prevent eventual tooth loss and get your patient back on track with their dental routine. Number 4, eating and drinking. Eat soft foods and stick to cold beverages for the start. Water is the best choice. Consuming yogurt or ice cream may result in less discomfort. Avoid eating hard or sticky foods. It is essential to avoid drinking alcohol, vaping, or smoking until you have your review. As swelling decreases, you can add more foods to your diet, such as cooked vegetables, scrambled eggs, mashed potatoes, soups, and pasta with non-acidic sauces. Number 5, managing bleeding. Bleeding is a natural side effect of gum graft surgery. It should begin to subside after 48 hours. If, however, you consume hot food and drinks or perform strenuous activities, it could worsen the situation. For undisturbed blood clotting, you might be advised to apply pressure with gauze to the area for up to 30 minutes. Eat on the other side of your mouth to prevent any irritation. Gum tissue is often taken from the palate and transferred to the graft site. The area on the palate can bleed more than the area where the gum is transferred to. Using your thumb to apply pressure to some rolled up gauze on the palate works well to stop bleeding there. If the bleeding persists, visit our dental office immediately for advice. Excessive bleeding may indicate something more serious, and we will want to assess the situation.
Werbung. Aktuelle News für den Praxisalltag. Fachbeiträge, Fortbildungen, Abrechnungstipps und Ernährungswissen. All das gibt's ab sofort zweimal im Monat als Newsletter direkt in euer Mailpostfach. Kostenlos. Für Team und Praxis. Von Quintessenz. Jetzt abonnieren. Den Link dazu findet ihr in den Shownotes.
Number 6. Recovery Timeline. As with any surgical procedure, you will experience some side effects and need a period of recovery. Understanding how long you will recover is crucial to the healing process. Here's what you can expect on day one after your surgery. You will experience discomfort, bleeding, and swelling. We will provide painkillers and advise an antibacterial mouthwash. As the week progresses, the bleeding should stop, and you might notice some bruising. You will be able to eat soft foods, including eggs, pasta, and fully cooked vegetables. In week two, any bruising and swelling around the surgical site should fade, and you can introduce harder foods into your diet. Number 7, home care tips. There are things you can do at home to protect your gums and reduce swelling. Use ice packs on the side of your face. Make sure to avoid strenuous activities. Do not floss or brush the surgical site. Take care of your other teeth and brush them regularly. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To advise, etwas anraten, jemanden beraten. To notice, bemerken. To assess, etwas beurteilen. To avoid, meiden, vermeiden. Undisturbed, ungestört. Crucial, entscheidend, wesentlich. Strenuous, anstrengend. Regularly, regelmäßig. Recovery, Genesung, Besserung. Bruising, Prellung, Bluterguss. Discomfort, Unbehagen, Unwohlsein. Painkiller, Pain Reliever, Schmerzmittel. Postoperative, nach dem Eingriff. Instructions, Anweisungen. Blood Clotting, Blutgerinnung. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche beschäftigen wir uns mit der Mundhygiene und wie ihr sie euren Patienten erklären könnt. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.